This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is all about you on What's On Your Mind. Been a while, even on a Friday where we try and leave as much room as possible. You can keep that music going. There's no reason for that music to go away. Is it gone already? Daniel, he's efficient, isn't he?
We have a lot to do today, I guess. So
just wants to get right to it. I like the music to be there for a little while, mostly because I always hear from the audience that say when they hear that music, They realize the show's on and they get all set. They get their cup of coffee and they're ready to listen.
I've got the full version here, so it's not the whole instrumental version. But does this help you?
Yeah, this I think this is for the audience, Don. It's all about them.
Oh yeah,
there we
exactly.
go. Exactly. All right, and. The reason I'm drawing you in with the music and getting you set, the reason we use that as a theme to begin each hour on What's On Your Mind is because it's entitled Waiting for the World to Change, right? Waiting for the world to change.
Waiting on the world to change.
Thank you. Waiting on the world to change. And also...
And we're still waiting.
Hopefully adopting some of the... Some would say old-fashioned, I would say time-honored values of this fine audience and this vast Midwestern plain. Yeah, we could just export the North Dakota way, export the Western Minnesota way, export the South Dakota way. You know, Montana, the best of Montana, you'd have a very different world. You would have a very, very different
the
world.
The Minnesota way? Ooh.
Western Minnesota way. Western Minnesota way, I will say.
Yeah, okay, all right, I'll give you that.
Western Minnesota is one state, and Eastern is a completely different one, without question.
There's the Twin Cities, and then there's the outstate.
Yeah. Right. The name of the program here is called What's On Your Mind. And today, we have lots of time to find out what's on your mind, okay? 800-228-0550. I've invited exactly one guest on the program today. And I've not yet heard back from that guest. Her name is Val Wagner. And she is famous now because Donald Trump gave her a shout-out in yesterday's speech to the American Farm Bureau Federation in New Orleans, Louisiana. And then she got to go backstage after and check it out. And he had some fun comments about the waters of the U.S. and a letter she'd written. And so we'll play that clip for you at some point today. But otherwise... That's it. I have all kinds of things that I'm looking at in the news, from Bill Barr, the nominee of the president to be attorney general, being questioned by the Senate Judiciary Committee right now. That's just underway. He has started the hearing by saying it's vitally important that Robert Mueller complete his investigation. By the way, I completely agree with that. I mean, I think the thing is a sham, horrible, awful. Jonathan Carl of CNN said over the weekend that he had sources that said the Mueller final report is going to be anticlimactic. And this was sources within the Mueller camp. Now, I don't know whether it's going to be or not, but I know this. It's been a witch hunt, capital W, capital H, witch hunt. 100%. President exactly right on all of this. So let's just rip the scab off, get all this stuff out there, and then be done with all this nonsense. So he's saying today he will not permit interference with the Mueller probe. If at all, at any point, we get a Kavanaugh hearing-like circus atmosphere, which can happen with the way the Democrats operate these days, we will go to that and bring that to you as well. But I honestly want to hear from you about whatever it is you want to talk about. The other thing... Well, I've got a couple of things that we'll talk about if we need to, but refugees with TB, being screened with the assistance of interpreters was something before the Fargo City Commission last night. One of the five city commission members, Dave Pepcorn is his name, he says, oh, wait a minute here. You want money from us for interpreters so you can screen for TB? You come here and tell us that the screening's done before they get here. Why is that happening now? And this is serious. And the answer was basically, well, it's not active TB. And then Mayor Mahoney, who's a doctor, says, by the way, that stuff, lightning quick, you can go to active TB. Well, so they're screening to find out who would be susceptible to getting TB. But they want the city of Fargo to pay for it. So Dave, of course, says, forget about it. No way. And the four other members of the city commission, well, did it go 4-1? Find the vote there, Kevin, if you can. I don't remember, but he was overruled big time. Yeah. And then, speaking of Minnesota, as Todd was earlier, a Minnesota bill proposed in the legislature would ban holding a phone while driving. It's coming, folks. I'm telling you, it's just like the smoking thing. Just like the smoking thing.
That's in a bunch of states already, but.
Yeah.
But you can still hold a burger or a piece of pizza or something.
And higher fines.
You're distracted driving when I was 16, but I didn't have a phone in my hand.
The only thing I'll say about a burger is you don't have to, you know, dial anything up on the burger. You don't have to flip any switches. You don't have to, you know.
Don't ask me what happened when I went fumbling for my Frank Zappa cassette after I dropped it.
Oh, well, I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Saw a woman watching a movie yesterday, driving home on her.
Oh, I've seen that every once in a while.
I'm not even kidding.
Oh, man.
Yep. Had her phone up there and the movie
tablet
plan.
Sitting right on the dash.
Reading the paper, too.
Driving about 30 miles an hour.
So there is a North Dakota legislative session that's underway. There's a lot of things happening in the news. If there's something that frustrates you that's not getting the attention it needs, or something that is out there like the partial government shutdown that you don't feel has been pursued in the way of an angle, whatever you want to talk about today, you go to it. 258-0550 is the number. 701-258-0550. You can also call us toll-free at 800-228-0550. You can text Todd, 701-36. No, he's at 226-8503. 701-226-8503. Somebody already texted him to say our theme, our musical interlude to open the program, is as recognizable as Rush. You honor us with that comment. Thank you very much. I want you to know what's happening. And you can text me at 701-367-2054. Texter says, maybe I missed this at some point, but who determined which government entities were non-essential? Maybe Senator Kramer could put forth a bill that starts with all Congress members and staff. It seems there are pieces of the shutdown that make no sense. So there's two text comments. Here's our first caller of the day, and let's get to it on what's on your mind. Chris in Laverne. Are you in Laverne, Chris? Is that right?
Yep, that's right.
What's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, so a couple of days ago I heard that there were two Democrat senators, is what the Fox News commentary said, didn't meet the standards for residency. And so they're debating whether they're actually able to be senators or not. Well, I tried looking this up online, Googling it, looking up on Bing and typing it in any different way I could, and all I saw was there were three different articles in January, first part of January, about Pennsylvania senator not having residency, but there was a court case going on where they're trying to redefine the term or the meaning of the word residency. And then there was New Hampshire and potentially Texas, but I don't know anything about it, and I can't find anything about it. There's no clear stating. There hasn't been any comments from Rush, Hannity, nothing on MSNBC, nothing on NBC. Is this an actual legitimately thing, or?
I've not heard about it, so I don't know. Where did you first hear about it?
I heard it on Fox News, and they made a simple one-line comment that there are two Democratic senators that didn't meet the residency requirements because there's a two-year, we have to have residency within the state we are running in within 2 years. That's like constitutional law.
But why would they put them on the ballot?
That's what the debate is. Republicans are contesting. They shouldn't have been on the ballot. Now they were actually voted in, and and now they don't meet the requirements. But now they're fighting the term residency and what that means and what the requirements of that are. I don't know.
Interesting.
Do you think would hear something? This is kind of a big deal, I thought.
Yeah, no kidding. I will put it on our list for Congressman, Senator Cramer tomorrow.
Well, it's Congress. I mean, they're the House and the Senate.
I just don't understand why they would announce this on the news, but yet it's not being, like, publicized. It's
right.
A big deal if it is true.
Yeah. Yeah, you're breaking the law. You're not following the rules. You're ineligible to run for the seat you now hold. Wait a minute. What are we going to do here?
Well, then the Senate would go from 53 Republicans to 55.
Well, you're saying these are both Democrats?
Yeah, they're both Democrats.
Yeah.
And it said in the Fox commentary that Republicans were fighting against it. But why haven't we heard anything about it on the national news?
That's a good question. I'll do a little digging, and stay tuned. We'll try and get an answer, okay?
Thanks.
Thanks for the call. By the way, it's 23 degrees and mostly sunny right now. Dirty Johnny's, downtown Laverne, North Dakota. Just thought you might want to know that. More coming up.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to healthcare or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include excellent cropland in Clay and Yellow Medicine counties in Minnesota and excellent crop and pasture land auctions in McLean and Walsh counties in North Dakota and excellent farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Hazleton, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions and many more at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Past the hour on What's On Your Mind. Sylvester is up in a minute here from South Dakota. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. That's the telephone number. Is it on your speed dial? 800-228-0550. Local number 701-258-0550. But first we chat with CJ at DAC Diesel. There was no holiday for CJ. He has been working nonstop to make sure the diesel repair you need on your truck, on your tractor, your pickup, whatever you're looking to fix can be done. And folks are bringing them to Bismarck from all over to DAC Diesel. Happy New Year, CJ. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Yeah, it's kind of interesting you mentioned that. I talked to Todd, I think, about that last week, or maybe it was you, Scott. But no, it was you because you said I didn't make a liar out of you. But no, I went and took care of a guy's truck up by Stanley. He went and brought his truck down to me, and we went and tuned it, did a few different things, make it more dependable, got him out the door. That was 2008 Volvo with a Cummins in it. But he got back to Stanley and called me up, and he goes, I need you to come up. I got four tractors. They all need to be tuned up. And he goes, I need you to come up here and take care of those trucks, and then I also got a 2011 Ford that needs to be taken care of. So, you know, it's one of those things that if you ever wonder if you're too far away, well, it all depends on what kind of service you're getting and, you know, where you're from. But this guy, like I said, he's in Stanley, and he was more than willing to make the drive down here. So that's just what we do here. So
that's how they do it. It's Service Plus, a DAC Diesel Plus. Once the vehicle is there, once the truck or the tractor diesel engine is there, then you've got the real expertise from decades of doing this. So call them at 258-5011 for an appointment, 258-5011 for all the repair and maintenance needs on that diesel vehicle. They specialize in diesel, at DAC Diesel, and online at DACDiesel.com. Thank you, CJ.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Have a great week.
You as well. Texter says, make using your phone or texting like a reckless driving offense. That would cut down a lot of the offenses. Because it is being very reckless. Here's what I don't understand. I got to tell you folks about this whole thing. I am not going to tell you that I'm Lily White. I have had a phone in my hand.
What?
In my ear. And I even text and drive. But I'm not a moron. So I'm not going to do that if it's conditions which won't allow it. It's no different than I wouldn't eat a burger. Try to eat a burger while it's slippery, you know? Or grab a couple extra french fries. Get to the very bottom of the french fry bucket. You ever try and do that, Todd? Oh, I know there's more down there. And then you get done with the cardboard holder, and then you reach into the bag. There's got to be one more in here. Where is it? You know, with all
I've told folks, I mean, there's a big difference between texting when you're on 94 between towns, rural area, nobody around you, and when you're at the 2994 mess there.
There is.
Big differences.
I'm not proud of this, but I believe that I'm, you know, able to do it. Now, some may not. Some may not. The big issue with me on the law part of this, and I totally get it from a safety perspective, I think, you know, if you own that truck and you're putting an employee in that truck, you have every right to say you will not text. We're going to be safety first here. I get that. I'm talking about individuals. You know, to me, you just got to say distracted driving, period. You know, anything that you put in your hand that could make it more difficult should something happen would be my concern. But so this texter says if it's a reckless driving offense, that cut down a lot of the offenses. Because it is being very reckless. It can be. I agree with you. I don't think it always is, but I think it can be. But I think that isn't just a phone. Minnesota is going to now ban holding a phone while driving, or a bill has been proposed to do that anyway. So that's why we're bringing this up. 800-228-0550. Toll-free telephone number. And Sylvester in South Dakota has a comment. Sylvester, tell us what's on your mind today.
I'm just wondering if I'm on a blacklist or whatever with your program or...
You're asking if you are on a blacklist with this program. Let me ask you this, Sylvester. If you were on a blacklist, how would you be on the radio right now?
Well, I don't know.
I didn't know we had one of those.
I would also tell you, we don't have one.
Yes, we don't have I've been on the show for, 5 years? I've never heard of one. But
never said we won't take a call from any now. If you called, you know, three times a day and said the same thing, what we'd say, look, you know. We try to limit to a call a day at the most, and there's a handful of folks that are regulars and have something to bring, and that's fine. But the vast majority of calls every day are from new people. But no, we don't have a blacklist. You're not blacklisted. We don't have a blacklist.
Okay. Well, I'm really interested in agriculture. I'm third generation myself. I have sons that I'd like to get into it, and it's, you know, if you want to talk about the swamp, the agricultural swamp is the deepest part of the swamp there is in our federal government.
And give me an example of what the federal, who on the agriculture side is the agriculture swamp?
Well, I don't know where you want to start with GIPSA. You want to start with the FSA program, our whole farm program that's promoted and put up as what we need. I don't know. We can even get into Farm Bureau. We can get into JBS, the packing companies, the big grain companies, the harvest states. I'd step on a lot of toes, you know, but they are not. I guess what I wanted to bring out first is the food supply of the world. If you go onto the World Food Bank, you'll find that the amount of food that's produced in the world is like, we're going to call it a number 10. Okay, and you take the people of the world, their food requirement is the number 7. That's a, you know, overproduction. That's what Gene Grainger said. Yeah, that's overproduction. But we have that kind of overproduction. Who benefits from it? You know, that overproduction. We hear on advertisements, "Feed a hungry world." I don't know. We have more food than the world can consume. We have an overfed world. We have an oversupply of food. And we're talking on a world basis. So, you know, what are we going to do about that? You know, who benefits from it? Well, who'd you say, Scott?
I was just going to ask you to answer your own question on who benefits from it. You're saying the food's overfed, but
overproduced.
You know, overproduced. But I just being, you know, I'm not the farmer here. I'm the radio guy. But I would say, you know, you have, you know, one bad drought a couple places, and all of a sudden, boom, you don't have, you know, the food you think you do, and you're short. So I think that's an ebb and flow that happens all the time. But I don't want less farmers. I want more to meet that need, whatever it is.
Absolutely. We need more farmers. And you was talking to a lady one time about, you know, what do you call a family farm, you know, and you was prodding her to give that answer, and she couldn't. We're on the radio. We're amateurs, the stars of your show, the things that make the show happen. But we're nervous, and we don't have it all documented before we call in, you know.
Well, no, I wasn't trying. I vaguely remember that call. I was just trying to understand what she considers a family farm, because I think the, you know, especially the Farmers Union and Democrats tend to have this utopian view of what a family farm is that just doesn't exist anymore. And the amount of risk out there for a family farm says, you know, you need to have a pretty good sized balance sheet, and then you have a, you know, more
like
property.
On
Hang on, we'll finish on the other
Follow
side of the break. Don't go away.
Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepinn.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Going once, going twice, sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General nominee William Barr's confirmation hearing is getting underway at this hour before the Senate Judiciary panel. Barr is expected to be grilled, especially by Democrats, on his feelings about the ongoing special counsel investigation into Russia, as he has been critical of it in the past. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says,
if that's the big thing that's holding up their support of him, he ought to be able to get through the Senate like he did three other times, and he's earlier career to be Attorney General and other positions within the H.W. Bush administration. He was approved unanimously.
On the subject of border security, President Trump's calling out Democratic leaders this morning on Twitter, tweeting, "A big new caravan is heading up to our southern border from Honduras. Tell Nancy and Chuck a drone flying around won't stop them." This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Mind brought to you in part by our friends at Schweitzer's. Check out the homemade country style sausages they have. I hope your mouth is watering. It should be. They're that good. A variety of options: original garlic, cheddar sausage. They have homemade summer sausage. You say it on, you tell them, "Hey, I heard about you on What's on Your Mind." They'll give you a discount too. That's right. Tell them that. 625 South Washington Street, a way to find North Dakota raised beef, corn fed, grass fed, all natural raised beef. They process it at their own butcher shop, sell it right there in Bismarck at the outlet store, 625 South Washington, in front of Runnings, just a tish to the north of Dan's Supermarket, right on South Washington. Open till 6 tonight, 9 to 1 tomorrow, Sunday's close. Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats, tell them Scott sent you. Back to Morristown, which is inches from the North Dakota border in South Dakota, where it's 27 degrees right now at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church on 3rd Street. I don't know if you knew that, Sylvester, but I'm here to help. And wanted you to know what the temperature was. What do you think a family farm is? How do you define a family farm?
I would say a family farm is when the family can do the work on their farm, the size of their family is going to determine the size of their farm. But when they need to start hiring, you know, and it's standard practice is to have a hired man all the time, you know, year round. I think they're stepping out of the family farm when they have to do that. You know, the family should be able to do the work on the farm. That's the benefit of a family farm. The children grow up, they learn how to work. It's our greatest asset, the family farm, is the people that come off of it, I think. You know, so the more family farms we have, the better it is for society. You know, you talked about one time, we're only losing like 800. I don't know what your number was. There was a certain number of farmers that we lose every year. I think one is too many. The country is not going to be show real progress until we start seeing more people able to be on the land and have that livelihood.
It's a big business though. It's not for everybody. I mean, what you're doing, I assume, since you describe it as a family farm, as family doing it, I love it. I love it. Now, when you say somebody left the farm, the land's still being farmed, right? But more than likely bought up by a neighbor or something and just part of a larger operation, right?
Right. And that's what's going on in our society is, you know, you talk about the narrow margin, you know. Well, in order to make a living on a narrow margin, you have to have a really wide piece of paper, whatever you want to call it, which equates to you got to have a big farm. You got to have, you know, you got to be really big in order to make a living on a narrow margin. And as long as we're pushed into these real narrow margins, farmers have to get bigger, and they start elbowing out the young farmers trying to get in there and get started. There's no help for them unless their dad can give them the farm. And then even at that, then they got to get bigger, so they got to mortgage that, and land prices and whatnot push it up to where they can put the whole thing in jeopardy. You know, it's just it's a tough situation.
Sure. Sylvester, I appreciate you calling today. We had a good long chat, and I encourage others to weigh in on this question of what is a family farm, because I think it's a conversation that we should have that maybe folks outside the farm don't spend much time thinking about. So thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. What's next? Lots of text piling up here. Let me get to a few of those. 855-200-1776, our toll-free telephone number for you to tell me what's on your mind. Whatever happened to the mail bomber, asks one of our listeners, that the superhero FBI captured in 24 hours while he was driving around in a van full of bumper stickers? No, he wasn't an FBI plant from their files that they know couldn't defend himself. All right. Another on our topic with Sylvester there. As farms die, so do small farm towns. That is true. If you have more, you know, if you have more people, part of those operations, more farms versus, you know, someone a ways away. Although, as I'm just thinking about that, okay, so I have a small farm, and I'll say, you know, whatever, 1,000 acres, I'll just say. Pick a 1,000-acre farm, and somebody next to me has 3,000. I sell, it goes to 4,000. He still needs the same amount of people, so wouldn't they go into Morristown and eat at Fast Eddie's? I would think they would. Especially, you know, it's got 4.5 stars, last time I checked. 2 reviews, but 4.5 stars. So they must have been 2 very good reviews, you know what I'm saying? So wouldn't the same amount of people go to Fast Eddie's? I don't know. Uh-oh, Todd, we got a little controversy here. Is this Google Maps I'm looking at? So Morristown, North Dakota, where we're just talking to Sylvester, right?
Okay.
Has a pin on the map that says Fast Eddie's. Assume that's the, you know, it says Barn Grill and, you know, when their hours are and everything else. I click on the photo, and in addition to the three pickups, one of which looks like maybe it's been there for a year or two, there is a sign that says Buzzard's Roost. Yeah, Buzzard's Roost. So I don't know which it is. I'm trying to give him a plug. I would need to know the name.
There are just some phenomenal names around the region.
You want me to get better? Top this one, anybody. Crooked Bob's Saloon. There you go. Crooked Bob's.
You can trust him.
Yeah. We had Dirty Johnny's today. Fast Eddie's. Crooked Bob's Saloon. Let's start a list here, folks. This is priceless.
Top it, folks. Call us.
Yes, 800-228-0550. What's on your mind today? That's a good question, though. What's a family farm?
We should just surprise send a MyPillow to the winning name.
Yeah. And here's my quick take, and please tell me if I'm wrong. If you disagree with what I'm about to say, I think, farmers union types keep the folklore of a family farm alive for their own political purposes. Okay? Not necessarily one that says, you know, let's go out there and help the most amount of folks. Because, you know, and if I'm the farmers union and I just always have this idea of a family farm and I want to go back 20, 30, 40 years when there was, you know, multiple farmers compared to the farms, right, that there was more farmsteads, I've left time behind a little bit. And I also say I have unending respect for today's farmers and ranchers who have enormous balance sheets, who have enormous risk in that balance sheet. And they are doing it because it's a way of life and it's feeding the world. But with the amount of risk that's there, yes, there's reward, but there's a lot of risk too. These are big operations. That's just how it is today. That's just how it is. seems to me. 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. Tell us what's on your mind. I've seen police text, so that will be hard to break. They're going back to our Minnesota law that says Minnesota bill would ban holding a phone while driving. Looking for a consensus on the hands-free cell phone use in vehicles. Texter says, hey, legislature, let us micromanage your personal freedom. Yeah, let us do that. All right, a few more here, and I'll get back to the phones, I promise. Consumers, which are the people that benefit from too much food in the world, and we don't ever want to become slaves to the foreign countries, for food. Exactly. Consumers benefit when there's a lot of food. We have to be careful. We don't want to be slaves. Scott, when the bigger farmer gets bigger, he hires maybe one or two farmhands to work the farm, as opposed to a family farm that has, you know, five or six people on the farm, going to school, going out to eat, going to the grocery store. I went to high school in the 70s and 80s in a small town. Town was 1,500 people. Now it's 800 or less. Makes sense. Lorraine says, Todd, you and I need to go to the Naked Moose in Lorraine. Naked Moose.
Okay.
Add it to the list.
Well,
we found some very strange names for bars today on the program.
Never see a moose with clothing on, so.
Yeah. Mike wants to talk about the red flag laws. The red flag laws. Yes, this is another Minnesota deal, right, Mike?
Yes, it certainly is. I really believe that the state of Minnesota, if this passes, they could be opening up a Pandora's box here with tragic consequences. I mean, I listened to Tom's Gun Talk radio show on Sunday when one state where they had the red flag laws, a neighbor called the police, told him about this guy, thinks he shouldn't have guns. They went to his house at 5 o'clock in the morning and pounding on his door. And the guy wasn't thinking about it. He got his pistol, went to the door. He should never have opened the door to begin with. But he did. The officer saw the gun, pulled his gun, and shot the man dead right there on his own doorstep. I mean,
if you're not familiar with the red flag law is, I'll tell you that it is the PC crowd would call a gun violence prevention law, and it permits police or family to petition a state court to order the temporary removal of firearms from a person who may present a danger to the others or themselves. Now, if you're my crazy uncle, Mike, and I realize that you have you got a firearm or two, and you have gone off the rails a little bit, and you're having a tough time, I would want to have you protected from yourself and also protect others. That wouldn't be a bad thing. But how do they go about sorting this out to say what's, you know, maybe I'm just mad at Mike, so I don't want to have the gun. It's rife with abuse is what worries me.
Or it could be his wife. She's ticked off at him because they just got a divorce. She's going to get even and say, hey, this guy threatened me. I think he's mentally unbalanced, and you need to go get this guy. And then things could go south in a real big hurry.
Yes, there are five states that currently allow guns to be seized before someone can commit violence. I love all these things are written.
True.
In the wake of a massacre similar to the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, a number of states have passed red flag laws that allow the seizure of guns before people can commit acts of violence. Let me tell you, because there was so much incompetence in that Parkland case, there were red flags all over the place, and nobody did anything about it. Now they want another law. You know, that to me seems... That seems a little crazy. Yeah, thanks for bringing it up, Mike. Debating it now in the Minnesota legislature.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey folks, Matt the Pizza Guy with you again. Are the doldrums of the deep winter blues
creeping into your positive and sunny view?
Well, it's time to snap out of the wistfulness of winter. Crank up the oven and enjoy a Pizza Corner pizza. Choose from a deliciously deluxe loaded with meat and veggies, a chicken bacon ranch with a hint of spice to warm you nice, or a Pizza Corner taco pizza that can be dressed up to delectable with sour cream, lettuce, tomatoes, and more. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. Soybean producers interested in intensive soybean management should attend one of three Getting It Right meetings scheduled for Park River, Lisbon, and Hope, North Dakota. At the meetings, NDSU Extension will discuss past soybean research conducted in North Dakota and the outlook and production issues for 2019. The program will provide information about all the major production decisions which have to be made in order to grow a soybean crop. Meeting dates and locations are Tuesday, January 29th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Park River City Auditorium in Park River. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Ransom County Fairgrounds Expo Center in Lisbon. Thursday, January 31st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the American Legion in Hope. For more information, contact NDSU Extension Agronomist Dr. Hans Kendall at 701-231-8135.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I just saw a great tweet from Charlie Kirk. I like Charlie's motivated army, millions of young folks. Good one to follow on Twitter if you're so inclined. The tweet says, make no mistake, if 30 Republicans got drunk on the beach with 109 lobbyists in Puerto Rico watching Broadway plays during a government shutdown, it would be the number one story in the world. And the media would be screaming for resignations. 100% accurate. Now, I don't need any more evidence of how phony and fake they are. I don't. They're phony, they're fake. It's fake news. Journalism is dead in America. And not only what they write and taint, but what they don't write. Prime example of this. The prime example. Bob Menendez. A senator from New Jersey who just went through this big trial about, doing some very inappropriate things with women. He's on the beach getting, suntan lotion from some scantily clad
actress.
Was that the actress? Because he went in the pool with an actress.
Oh, yeah, the actress with the pool shot was the one I saw.
You know, I mean, what in the world?
Unbelievable.
That is, it just makes me ill. We're brought to you today by our friends at North Dakota. Best place to work in the oil patch. You know what that is? It's MBI Energy Services. MBI Energy Services. Right now they need diesel mechanics. Day shift in Belfield. Night shift in Ross. Watford City. There is no finer community in western North Dakota than Watford City. I mean, imagine living there. I mean, it's just like Norman Rockwell. It's so awesome. They have everything. They have a JL Beers, for crying out loud. Right there on Main Street. Some great restaurants. They really do. Ross, North Dakota, is where they need some. Killdeer as well. Diesel mechanics. Waste management in Watford. Water transfer and field, and a field operator in Killdeer. They need well intervention at all their Watford City locations. Swab rig operator, workover rig floor hands, workover rig derrick hands, and operators, oil truck drivers, water, flatbed, hot oil, hot shot, super vac, winch truck drivers. Killdeer in Watford City, best place to work. Safety is your top priority. They want you home with your parents, your kids, your parents maybe, your kids, your wife. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today. MBIEnergyServices.com. Great company, great people, great job, just waiting for you. Tom in Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tom.
Morning.
Hi, Tom.
Are you really in Morristown?
No, I'm not in Morristown. I've been talking about Morristown because we had a caller from Morristown.
Oh, I thought it sounded when I turned the radio on that you were broadcasting live from Morristown, and I, my God, I've got a call.
I think you just heard me talking about Crooked Bob Saloon, and your ears perked up, didn't it? You can be honest.
Well, no, but no, I heard you talking about the Sacred Heart Church in Morristown, South Dakota. I thought, I've just got to find out what you're doing in Morristown. Well,
well, you'd find him at Sacred Heart, you'd find me at Crooked Bob's is probably what would happen.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, the reason I would say that is because I got married in Sacred Heart Church in Morristown, South Dakota.
Oh, my gosh. How about the memories? How about the memories? And they're free of charge today, Tom. Free of charge memories. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, well, it is. Yeah, so I was listening to you talk to, was it Sylvester?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and I know everybody down there. So, your commentary that struck my curiosity is about agriculture and family farming. And I would guess that everybody that's on your show or listening is burdened by an incredible number of myths regarding all of this. And, they seem to be perpetuated on a daily basis. And, I've been studying agriculture for decades and decades, and agriculture has only ever had one problem. It's never had two, it's only had one, and that was the price of its products. And the only problem that's in Morristown, South Dakota is gross farm income. It's not being paid, the wealth is being produced, but the income is not being generated. And that's the simplicity of it. And that problem was with us for a long time. It was solved once in a big way, and really should be looking at doing that again, or the conditions you've described there, they'll just continue until there is no rural America left. That's an inevitability unless we change policy.
Very interesting, Tom. Thank you for sharing your thoughts on that. And glad we could provide a little memory there about the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Morristown. And,
well, and Crooked Bob's and Fast Eddie's, too.
There you go. You know, exactly
right. They're all part of the deal, you know.
Now, there was a little controversy we had because we clicked on Crooked Bob's Saloon, and then we saw another name on the front of the place. So we weren't real sure, like, which is right. It was, like, called something. Was it Buzzard's Roost or something?
Hey. business change hands. You know?
Okay,
business
all right.
Come and go.
It's
not
progress.
Not necessarily the amount of money necessary to change all the signs is included.
Well, I got it. Okay, all right. Well, let's say it's progress. There's been a vibrant business community in Morristown. That's beautiful.
Maybe we'll know after a period of time whether it was progress or not.
There you go. Thank you, Tom. Jerry in Bismarck, you're next. Henry in Fargo wants to weigh in. Frank, too. Don't go away, folks. Stay right there.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com, the online doctor's office.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.